Lots of performers this weekend at the High Times Cannabis Cup, and including Sunday, Blues Traveler will be on stage. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Danny Danko. He's the editor of High Times Magazine. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
I am well, sir. Another weekend at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. This weekend, though, Danny, a little bit different. There's a sanctioned element of it that is apparently only the second time that it's been okay to do this. Can you tell us what this is?
Yeah, that's right. We have a temporary event license from the Bureau of Cannabis Control. So our cannabis cup this weekend is 100% legit and licensed and legal. So anyone over 21, all adults are welcome to attend this weekend, June 2nd and 3rd in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds.
And you can imbibe this weekend, and it's not that hasn't been done in cannabis cups of late, but you can legally do it in this case, and it is a 21 and older event across the board, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, it's the first time that you don't need a medical card,
yeah,
or a doctor's license to consume. So we're really happy, and we want to show our peaceful, loving cannabis community.
And you know, a year from now, Danny, this will no longer be noteworthy, the fact that it's okay to smoke pot at the cannabis cup. But we're rolling, pardon the expression, in that direction. And how do you see progress? Do you see it? I mean, obviously, it was a long time coming for the cannabis business. Do you see a real, surge moving forward in the acceptance of this business?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think we're making history as we speak. And now that, California, Washington, and Oregon, the entire West Coast has gone legal, and now we're seeing that trend moving eastward with Massachusetts and even New Jersey and New York talking about it as well. So it is progressing, very quickly, and we're excited about that for sure.
Well, it's one less question we have to ask presidential candidates moving forward. Did you inhale? We won't have to worry about that anymore. Talk to us about the festival Saturday and Sunday. There's lots of music. Tell us what else we'll find when we walk through the gates.
Yeah, absolutely. You will find a ton of exhibitors. We have hundreds of different booths with people displaying all kinds of different cannabis-related items, whether it be smoking devices, seeds, grow equipment, t-shirts, just a ton of different related stuff. Of course, you mentioned the music. We've got Phil Lesh from the Grateful Dead,
yeah,
performing with Phil and Friends, Blues Traveler, Arrested Development, a bunch of great music, G Love and Special Sauce. We also have seminars where people talk about cultivation. We talk about politics. We talk about activism, because again, like you mentioned, things are progressing, but there's still a long way to go. We still have nonviolent prisoners still locked up for cannabis offenses, and we have the social use issue where people need to be able to get together and consume. And then, of course, we have the competition. So on Sunday, we'll be announcing the winners of the actual cannabis cup, where we have people testing all the different flowers, the concentrates, the edibles, topicals, you name it, tons of different products.
Where are we at, Danny, in terms of the percentages, of people who smoke marijuana and people who eat cannabis? I mean, it seems like it's growing in such a rapid rate, the edibles, that is.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we're seeing, when I first got started, I've been here at High Times for, almost 17 years now. And when I first got started here, really you just had the pot brownies, and that was pretty much,
yeah,
the only thing out there. Maybe the occasional Rice Krispie treat. But now, pretty much everything, anything you can consume has been infused with cannabis one way or another. And I think, it's an exciting alternative way for people to consume as well, aside from smoking or vaporizing. But we always tell people to go low and slow with edibles because they do take longer to kick in, and it can be quite an intense experience if you overdo it.
Yeah, that's a really important part of the equation. And one of the things I like about the succession of events in legalizing marijuana in California is that the research is not diminishing at all. That the research into the medicinal uses for cannabis is continuing in large, to a large degree. As we move forward and more accepting of cannabis into our perhaps daily lives for some people. And you mentioned the issue. It's going to be, it won't be long before there will be places where people can gather and smoke or whatever, just like they go out and have a drink at night.
Absolutely. And we're seeing now, veterans and seniors and a whole different demographic of people that are turning to cannabis as an alternative to pharmaceutical drugs, to alcohol. It's clearly the safer alternative, and that's one of the things we want to show with this big celebration, is to show our culture as a peaceful culture that is, we want to prove the skeptics wrong, that the sky's not going to fall down when you legalize cannabis. All that happens is less injustice.
I was going to say, even if the sky does fall down, nobody will mind as much. That will be a good thing indeed. Well, Danny, I'm looking forward to the outcome of the Cannabis Cup at the end of the weekend. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for being here.
No, thank you for having us.
High Times at the Cannabis Cup going on Saturday and Sunday at the fairgrounds.